Dictation for Tony Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, August 1971, addressed as a letter to Dr. Sarvepalli, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, post-hospital follow-up for Tony with advanced renal failure. New low ejection fraction, 29%, used to be 45%. Evidence of aortic insufficiency. Difficult to control blood pressure with postural blood pressure drop. Was released and went to see Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R. Plans for continued blood pressure medications. Added back clonidine that we place on hold. Plan for a stress testing by the end of August. No plans for cardiac cath in the immediate future. Comes accompanied with wife, very lightheaded, dizzy. Denies vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has urinary frequency, low flow, minor dysuria, but no cloudiness or blood. A lot of cough, some sputum clear production, no purulent material hemoptysis. He's having also cough-induced lightheadedness. Presently no chest pain, stable edema, morbid obesity. In this paragraph, I review medications from the hospital. Patient did not bring his medicines. I'm going to highlight the nitrates, metoprolol, clonidine, aldactone, norvas, hydralazine. I review all the records from the hospital. He has enlargement of left atrium and ventricle, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, and mild pulmonary hypertension. Most recent chemistries, August 1st, creatinine 3.3 for a GFR of 21 in stage 4. Normal sodium potassium, elevated by carbonate 31, corrected calcium low normal, low albumin 3.2, liver function test not elevated. There has been anemia around 10.2. Blood pressure today 140 over 80, left sided. Sitting position standing 122.70, 120.74. Morbid obesity, I witnessed an episode of near syncope on cough effort. There is COPD abnormalities, but no localized consolidation, RALS, wheezes, appears regular. I do not hear a murmur, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, minimal edema. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive renal failure with nephrotic syndrome, more than 30 grams in 24 hours, likely related to diabetes, negative serology for alternative causes. No biopsy has been done. Next number, severe hypertension with significant postural blood pressure drops. Continue present regimen. Goal, however, is to keep him as active as possible. I do understand, of course, the need to treat systolic congestive heart failure as well as the moderate aortic insufficiency. Next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, some of these from hypertension, aortic insufficiency, but he has a high risk for coronary artery disease. I will not oppose a cardiac cath. Next number, diabetes and complications. Next number, cough-induced syncope. Next number, significant postural blood pressure drop, multifactorial, including diabetes, medications, heart and valve abnormalities. Next number, anemia, no indication for EPO treatment. Chemistries on the next 2 weeks. Patient and wife are going to keep me posted of stress testing and potential cardiac cath. Plan to see him back on the next 6 weeks. He understands about the advanced renal failure and potential dialysis in the future. End of dictation.